I didn't mean to fuck him. He was a Christian, and so I tried hard to put on my angelic demeanour, the one I wore so well as a dutiful Christian wife of 13 years. Holy and wholesome. We went for a stroll in the local park with a cup of tea. Pure innocence. We clicked, and so I kept pushing the boundaries little by little to see how far he would bend. The conversation turned to sex. Well, I turned the conversation to sex. I inevitably told him about my online Reddit persona, about Tinks and the plumber. He wasn't horrified, and he was definitely curious. And he definitely wanted me, that was obvious. So much so that by some coincidence, or maybe not, we found ourselves walking in the direction of his house, so he could put his bike away and not lug it around town. He invited me for a cup of tea, not sex. He was a good Christian, after all. No frivolous, lustful sex, thank you very much. We chatted some more and took our cups of herbal tea upstairs, where I continued to tell him about my world of Reddit. As we sat on his sofa, he offered me a foot massage and lifted my foot onto his muscular thigh. Every part of me wanted to graze his cock with my foot, just to see his reaction. But I was to pace myself, to be good, for now. I let him massage one foot, and then the other, until he slowly started working his way up my legs as I talked. Then he asked me if I trusted him to sit with my back against him, between his legs, as he massaged my shoulders. As I leant back against him, I could feel the warmth of the bulge of his dick through his jeans, and I wondered if he could feel me shaking with anticipation, wanting to press against it, but knowing I shouldn't. I wriggled my bum back ever so slightly against his crotch, and I could feel his hard throbbing cock. He wanted me as much as I did him. Time to break down this bullshit barrier of this Christian purity facade. I turned my head to look into his eyes, and he asked me what I was thinking. And I said, this, as I leant in to kiss him gently on the lips. He returned my kiss as I swung myself around, straddling him on the sofa. My hand stroking his huge dick bulge in his jeans as I looked longingly at it, and then into his eyes. He read my mind and undid his jeans, releasing his cock from his boxers, and said, is this what you wanted? I barely had time to say yes before my mouth was kissing the pre-cum off the top of his swollen bell end. As I sucked his long, thick shaft, savouring every inch as it slipped in and out of my cock-hungry mouth, I looked up at him to catch his eye. He wanted to fuck. Should we take this upstairs? He said. He led me to his room as clothes were discarded everywhere to be hunted for later. We kissed with sexual desperation on his bed as his hands and mouth explored my tits, nipples hard, quivering at his touch. He laid me back, playing with my pussy as he kissed me, and then began interchanging between rubbing my clit and finger-fucking my G-spot hard and fast till I squirted and soaked his duvet. Now I needed his cock inside me more than ever, and he could see in my eyes that I wasn't going to wait any longer, as I straddled him. Eventually he gave in to desire and rolled me back, lifting my legs as he slipped his big, girthy cock deep into my drenched pussy. He grabbed my ass, pulling me in so tight as he thrust hard, hitting the back wall of my pussy harder than I've ever been fucked. I needed it. We rolled over and I slipped his cock back into my pussy as I rode him deeply and greedily, enjoying the pleasure of his cock filling me up entirely. I wanted him to come in my mouth desperately, so I hopped off and popped his cock back into my mouth. He whipped out his phone and recorded me sucking his cock, enjoying every second. Being filmed is such a turn-on, and it made me work harder to please him. He had a huge cock, but I was determined to deep-throat that bad boy, and after a few attempts, I did, gagging and dripping spit down my chin and his cock, running onto his balls as my hand massaged them. I could feel his cock start to swell as he told me not to swallow straight away, but to show him my mouthful of cum. As he shot his load into my eager mouth, I obediently showed the creamy prize slipping down my throat off to the camera. Oh, if I could get my hands on that footage, fuck. I told him I had to go, but instead we went in for round two. But this time, when he finished, he gave me my first facial. This MILF isn't quite so plain vanilla anymore. Feeling his warm calm spill over my face was a sensation I didn't realise would make me feel so sexy. But wow. I did take a selfie, and I look so proud of myself. It's a shame I can't share it. Now I really had to get home, as my babysitters needed to leave, so we found our clothes from about the house. Then, standing in his kitchen, as we were ready to go, he pressed me up against the kitchen door, hands around my throat, kissing me as he put his other hand down my jeans and stuck his fingers at my dripping pussy. He was determined to make me squirt again before I left, but I wasn't going to go home with soaking jeans, though I think he wanted me to. I took them off and let him continue, keeping my thong on as he finger-fucked me, holding me tight against the door by my throat, kissing me as my knees gave way with pleasure. I didn't just squirt. I fucking gushed all over his kitchen floor. My thong and socks were absolutely drenched. I had to abandon my soggy thong and socks, but I put on my jeans as he drove me home, returning to my wholesome role as mother, minus my soggy and abandoned underwear.